And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So you a gambling man, gambling lady? You'd like to go out to the casino, maybe play some cards, throw some dice, or are you one of those that really enjoys the life of the casino with all the slot machines? The buzzing, the spinning, the sounds, the flashing lights.
Hello? You broke that one. You broke it real good. Broke it. Sure did, pal.
Just recently, Forbes posted an article talking about how much money the gaming or the gambling industry brought in last year, at least on the article, February 15, 2023. Commercial gambling revenue in the United States topped $60 billion with a B last year for the first time ever. 34.2 of that was from slot machines. Table games were $10 billion. Sports, $7.5 billion. The burgeoning iGaming industry, where gamblers play traditional casino games on their phones, brought in just over $5 billion in revenue, a 35.2% increase from a year earlier, despite only being legal in 6 states. That's a whole lot of money. Anyway, you slice that pie. But my question is not necessarily today about gambling and whether or not we're out to win the big bucks. I mean, my uncle just told me the other day he bought a scratch lotto ticket and made off with a chunk of change. Good for him. Congratulations. But gambling's just luck, right? We don't have anything to do with it aside from putting the card in the machine, putting the coin in the machine, scratching the ticket, placing a bet on red or black for roulette. But anybody who's been to a casino, been gambling more than once, knows that when you go out to the casino, you don't just put on just regular clothes. Get dressed up. Or at least I do, treat it as a nice night out. But some of us have our lucky shoes, our lucky tie. Maybe we've got something else that's just that good luck charm. We still carry little rabbit's feet on our keychains. Make sure we've got that good luck with us. How much intention are we able to put into these games that we play? Do we sit there and we only choose the third slot machine from the entrance, or maybe the 15th one from the bathroom? Not because of continence issues, but because that's the lucky one. Do we only play a certain game? Not because we're good at it. Again, I speak more towards slots on this one, but because all those other games are rigged. This game is not rigged. Casino would never lie to me. But gambling's fun. We all have our rituals. I've seen people tap the screens 8 million times to stop the spinning of the digital slot machines where they think they'll land best. Some of us keep our hands off of the machines just to pull the lever or press the button and let the machine work its magic. Don't interfere with it. I'm not sure about rituals we're able to do with things like roulette. It seems like a pure game of chance on a ball spinning one way, the catch table, whatever it's called, spinning the other way, and just kind of happenstance. There's ways of counting cards. I don't know how to do that, but it seems to be the way to win for blackjack. Some sort of strategy there. But if I'm going to go to the casino, the game I'm going to play is craps. It's a simple enough, easy enough game. You sit down, you stand around and you hang out. You hang around long enough, the waitress comes by and takes your drink order. Then you hang around for a lot longer and eventually they bring you your drink while you're sitting there supposedly losing money. I find the craps to be the way to lose money the slowest in a casino, make the most of my time in a night out. But I also feel, or so I've been led to believe, that while the house will always win, I feel that there's a chance for me to have more of an influence on that game than any of the other games. Slot machines, the old ones, the old mechanical ones, I'm sure they could be finagled and bumped at just the right time that would kick out the appropriate deal, the appropriate line of sevens or bars or whatever the top jackpot is. Like I already said, I'm no good at counting cards. And supposedly, with the card situation as I bounce around, doesn't make as much sense to be able to count them when they stack 15 decks all up in a row, burn through that. And so you have no idea if there's four kings or 37 kings in that stack. One deck, that's a fair game. More than one, odds have changed. But with craps, with the dice, you pick them up, you switch them around, you move them around. And if you get your throwing arm just right, in theory, they'll spin in a correct manner, a correct fashion, so that way they will bounce off of that back wall and land appropriately. The only problem is that back wall has little diamonds on the wall to force a tumble on the dice. But that doesn't stop me from trying. I'm not a huge gambler. It's not a regular occurrence for me, but again, when I go there, that is the game, my game of choice. Again, because I can pick up these dice, and in theory, you look at them, you look at the attempted probability of it, you can influence it, you can affect it. Now, that's not to say you don't have any effect on the slot machines. I don't want to take that away from you, or the roulette. You have your juju, I have my juju, and we are able to influence our world appropriately. But even still, there's a little science experiment out there that heard about years ago. Wasn't able to find the audio of them talking about it, but the determination of a randomness of flipping of a coin. There's times where I've flipped coins. I swear I can tell what the next one's going to be before it even lands. Is that merely luck? I mean, it's only a 50-50 chance. There's heads and there's tails. There's a simple enough experiment out there that students are told to do to have one half of the class create a fictional series of events, 100 flips of a coin, how many heads, how many tails. Might be 50-50, it might be 60-40. It's the number of times that the coin lands in one direction. According to this website, the total number of flips of one side will not exceed 6. But 6 flips of heads in a row, that's a pretty good streak. Now, maybe it is purely influence. Maybe there is an effect on it. How often have we played board games? We sit there and we roll the dice. Please, no third set of doubles on Monopoly. But I'll take the first two. I will always roll those first two and take them. Be happy with it. Just don't want to roll that third. How often when we roll those dice do we say no? Don't want those two. Again, I don't want those doubles. Sitting there, both hands cupped, just shaking away, only to find out that there's those third set of doubles. Or maybe we sit there and we don't care. We idly just kind of roll them along and we call it good and just kind of listen to how it goes and take the number with how it appears. But then there's that other game, that other board game that supposedly we have no influence on. A game of dice, 5 of them, in a cup. Now is the cup to make it easier to roll 5 dice at a time? So that way when all 5 of them are the same number, we sit there and we go, Yahtzee! And we shout it out loud and we're proud of it. It's worth a chunk of points on that scoreboard. Maybe some say that the cup in that game of Yahtzee is just merely there to prevent you from putting your intention into the dice. Forcefully change it to a randomized system of numbers or digits or whatever we call these dice, the dots on the dice. But of all the times I've played Yahtzee, there's still been a handful of times that I've told people I'm rolling a Yahtzee or I'm rolling ones. I'm aiming for ones. You tell it. You announce it to the table. I'm looking for a full house. You put your intention into the cup, into the dice. You cast them across the table. Nope, no luck on that one. We'll try again on the next roll. Or maybe I told you so. Dice, coins, gambling. It's exciting. It's fun. The game of chance. Never know kind of exactly how it's all going to play out. So is there a system to attempt to completely remove intention from dice? For those that play Dungeons & Dragons or other role-playing games where you have to roll dice to show the probability and the mathematics of it, the probability of a 6-sided die or an 8-sided die, 20-sided die, helps make math easier, becomes an impartial arbiter. It's an inanimate object that can obtain no intention on what the person rolling is wanting. So it forces, it shifts how things are to be done. And there's things like dice towers. It's a funny thing for me to create. Someone who sits here and believes that intention can be placed into dice. So much so that, again, we need that extra impartial arbiter to sit there and remove that chance of chance from the person rolling the dice. And so we have people like dungeon masters who are consistently rolling. Again, need to be that impartial arbiter, even though they may have it out for their constituents, the people that are playing their game, living their storyline, just as a means to keep everybody fair and balanced. Don't have to worry about loaded dice. And these dice towers are a funny thing to build, to make. As my personal business is now active and live, available online, as I throw a modest pitch out, for those who need to remove just a little bit of intention from their dice rolls and their role-playing games, or maybe they just need to make sure that all of the dice stay on the table. You get an attractive piece of red oak to roll your dice in. And so I ask you, if you use a dice tower, if you've thought about a dice tower, if you're in the market for one, I know a guy who's selling them. Tabletopwoodworks.com. Link will be in the show notes. But how much intention can be carried on? How much intention do we put into all of these games? Can these inanimate objects carry with them the will that you're searching for 2 ones and 3 fives, a mere full house? Or do dice not carry any intention? And the dice tower is merely just a guaranteed way that you're not rolling the dice funny, like in the game of craps, setting them up one way to have them fall a specific way. But per the usual, again, simple, easy, fun, something worth pondering on how much that intention is. A simple announcement for my personal business. Again, dice towers being one of the two objects. If you're looking for an exploding outhouse piggy bank, you're in luck. I've got some of those in stock as well, too. Again, tabletopwoodworks.com. Link in the show notes. But I've been Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. I've got a website, billybones.com. There you can find links to past episodes. There's links for show notes. I got a couple in today, just a handful. There's a link for email. There's a link for, I guess I'm going to have to put a link for the storefront on there as well, for those of you looking. There's a link for email. And there's a link that says value for value. It says V for V. Means value for value. I release this podcast free of charge, no advertising, no corporate sponsorship, telling me what I can and cannot say, in hopes that you find some value, something worth talking about under this podcast. And if you do, fantastic. First thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point, finds a reason to throw the bones, roll the bones. Ah, it's the wrong term. Just throw the dice. Live by the seat of your pants. See where it takes you. But otherwise, if you found that this show was worth monetary value, be that just a beer, maybe a car, a house, island, whatever number you feel is appropriate, if it's even just a mere couple shekels, you go to billybones.com. Remember that's spelled with the number 3 instead of an E. Spelled with the number 3 instead of an E. Billy Bond, 3S. You go there, you click that value for value button. It'll take you to PayPal. You can chip in, you can donate, you support the show in whatever number you feel is appropriate. If you feel that this show is worth Satoshis, teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin, fantastic. Use your new podcast app, newpodcastapps.com. You'll find a podcasting 2.0 compliant app, and you can support me that way. But if you need physical value, again, I'll send you to the business show, the business site. You can go there and see what else is available. Thank you for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.